You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
At the beginning of January, private health provider Manage My Health shared information about a data breach via a ransomware attack which impacted 125,000 patients, predominantly in Northland, where Health NZ uses Manage My Health to share information with patients. Northland GPs and New Zealand health experts have called for better transparency around data security and awareness around the impact for patients. This week, I spoke to National Party Hamilton MP Ryan Hamilton about this data breach, starting by asking if he was concerned about the breach or the health provider's response to it.
Obviously any breach is a huge concern to us, especially when it's, you know, regarding private patient confidentiality. So we want to ensure we do everything to prevent that from happening. And I understand the Minister's put forward is undertaking a review to understand, how it happened and how we can ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Given the role that AI played in accelerating this breach, how will the government be ensuring that AI use in the future, especially related to data security, is secure and well supported?
Well, one thing I was quite pleased to see, I think it came out late last year, was the Minister put out a 10-year health digital investment plan, which is pretty comprehensive, and obviously 10 years is somewhat of a long time, but it is... it does provide a really clear roadmap about how we can get our systems up to date, because even with respect to the breaches, which we've got to avoid, the collation of patient data across New Zealand is sort of shared amongst different third-party entities, and the information contained is not always readily available. So, the key tenet of that investment or an infrastructure investment plan as a single electronic medical record rather than, various sort of third parties. And part of that obviously will have to have incredibly strong cyber security. Part of that was also what he's called a Centre for Digital Modernisation of Health. So that will coordinate across all Health New Zealand and partners and include expertise in AI and innovation. Because to your point, AI is just, even in, I think, our daily users, I've got children who will ask ChatGPT for information, and my wife thinks it's the greatest thing. And so even just in our daily lives, we can all see the impact of it. And I guess like anything with technology, it's a double-edged sword. So on one hand, whilst it's such a great resource, I guess like anything, it can be used for sinister purposes. And so that'll be, foremost in terms of development of this plan, but also learning off, some of our neighbours too overseas, because they'll all be going through similar challenges.
Should New Zealanders be worried about the potential increase of cybersecurity threats, and what are the government's plans to mitigate these risks?
I think New Zealanders have to be aware. Even with our banking systems, you can log in and you often see warnings from your bank provider just saying, beware of these, phishing scams and scams, because they are getting more nuanced and clever. And often, I've seen emails in some of my very personal emails that, look like, oh, you've missed a package from here, click in here to get it. And for the less wary, it can be quite troublesome, especially when you're providing bank account details and information. So I guess to answer your question, there is a whole of government approach. Judith Collins, as Minister, is leading the digitisation of government. And I think only just before Christmas, one of the websites went live. We're looking at digital IDs as not as the sole source of identification, but in conjunction with hard copy. But look, it is a real challenge. I think we don't have all the answers. We're going to have to evolve with it. But security's got to be first and foremost. Even with open banking, we've just had an announcement at the end of last year with open banking trying to create more competition between the banking sector. So, for example, switching bank accounts, if you've got a mortgage with, a provider and you want to change and get a different mortgage rate, up until now, it's been so hard. You've got to, provide proof of your physical address, maybe print out 3-month statements. And that's essentially the ability to switch banks. It's, for some people, it's just so hard, so they stay. And what that does is it limits competition. So by having open banking, it makes switching. The ideal is to get to a point where you can switch banks or providers within 30 minutes, and that will completely enhance competition in that sector. And this week we announced Open Electricity as well, with the Minister Watson, Minister Simpson, saying that could save over $300 per year per consumer in 2027. But again, you've got to have secure data rights at the back end of it. So I think the threats are real, but we've got to work, obviously, and evolve with the protection side of it as well, and make sure we stay one step ahead of, you know, any sinister activity.
This week, it had also been revealed that private medical provider Canopy Health had experienced a data breach nearly 6 months ago. Do you think it was appropriate for the company to have withheld that information of this breach for that period of time?
Yeah, look, I read that too. That does seem hard to justify. I don't know what the rationale was for that. But yeah, I mean, to know 6 months later, it does seem like a bit of a tardy response. I know Health New Zealand is helping Manage My Health get their comms out to patients, but I don't know what the story was with Canopy Health. That's a pretty hard one to explain away.
To end up on a broader topic, as we head into this general election year, I was wondering, what can New Zealanders expect from the National Party through 2026?
Yeah, thanks for your question. I think one of the biggest things we'll be working on in the next 6 months will be the RMA reform. And just before Christmas, we passed the first readings on a planning bill and an environmental bill, which are open for submission now. And they will fundamentally change the landscape of getting things done in New Zealand. So that was first, you know, the RMA was first introduced in 1991. So this is a complete step change in a generation in terms of what we think New Zealanders have been saying and crying out for the development community. You know, for example, there was a wind farm, I think, in Napier Hastings that took 20 years to consent. And there's other examples where they take 7 years to consent, but only 3 years to build. So we've become a country where it's been so hard to get things done. And so we'll be wanting to make sure that we get that new law embedded and understood by Kiwis. And for us, that'll be one of the significant things we will have done on top of law and order reform, health reform, you know, the Te Pūkenga challenges, local water done well. You know, we've really taken on a lot of shifts, and I think New Zealanders will be looking to say, can this party deliver? You know, are they true to their word? And I think our actions will speak for ourselves. You know, we haven't got caught up in the headlines with, party leader de facto or divorce, departation, expenditure, all that sort of stuff. We've just focused head down, delivery, and building on the future. So I think that'll put us in a good position for New Zealanders to and give them confidence to support us going forward.
That was National Party MP Ryan Hamilton talking about the Manage My Health data breach and National's plans for 2026.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.